Have you ever noticed how children approach a blank page with excitement rather than fear, seeing possibilities where adults see only constraints? This natural creativity, the ability to find innovative solutions to complex problems, isn't just for artists. It's the missing ingredient in modern business, where we've become dangerously imbalanced, favoring analytics over creativity. Consider Apple's near collapse when Steve Jobs was ousted, as the company prioritized metrics and margins over innovation. Only when Jobs returned with his creative vision did Apple transform into the trillion-dollar company we know today. This pattern repeats across industries. Businesses operating at half capacity because they've forgotten how to harness their creative potential. The good news? This creativity isn't something you need to acquire. It's already within you, waiting to be reawakened. Our education system conditions us to fear being wrong, favoring data over creativity. This imbalance explains why 80% of businesses fail within 5 years, not from insufficient analysis, but inability to adapt creatively. Kodak invented the digital camera, yet clung to film because the numbers made sense. Their analytical thinking couldn't envision a world without physical photographs. Similarly, Toys R Us failed to reimagine retail in the digital age. These companies didn't lack spreadsheets, they lacked vision. Successful companies balance analytics with creativity. Netflix evolved from DVD by mail to streaming giant by anticipating industry shifts. Tesla reimagined the car company. Amazon expanded from books to everything store through creative leaps, often defying short-term financial logic. Business success requires using both brain hemispheres. The analytical side provides crucial data and structure, while the creative side transforms information into breakthrough solutions competitors can't easily replicate. This balance isn't optional. It's essential for survival in today's rapidly changing landscape. Remember kindergarten's limitless possibility with a blank sheet of paper? That creativity wasn't taught. It was innate. Research shows children display genius-level creativity until about age 5, before traditional education begins suppressing it. Your creativity isn't gone, just dormant. To reawaken this ability, try simple exercises. Draw a flower without concern for skill, or write down persistent problems for examination. These activities rewire your brain to hear the creative voice offering fresh ideas, the same voice often dismissed as impractical. The trinity of creativity provides a framework: concept, highest level view, idea, medium level view, and execution, detailed view. Most people operate only at the execution level, making minor improvements to existing processes. True innovation requires moving between all perspectives, reimagining business models at the concept level, developing new products at the idea level, and refining implementation at the execution level. By exploring each level, you uncover creative alternatives otherwise hidden. This isn't about waiting for inspiration, it's developing a reliable skill through practice. Innovative companies create systems that balance analytical thinking with creative exploration to produce great ideas. Three unexpected traits form the foundation of creativity. First is humor, not just telling jokes, but approaching problems with lightness rather than frustration. When facing challenges like excess inventory, a lighthearted comment might spark practical solutions like discounted storage. Empathy forms the second pillar, manifesting both internally and externally. Internal empathy means genuinely listening to colleagues and understanding that business centers on customer needs. External empathy requires examining competitors with curiosity rather than judgment. The third trait, courage, might be the most difficult. It requires honest self-assessment and acknowledging room for improvement. Modern courage means trusting your creative instinct even when data suggests otherwise, finding answers in uncomfortable places despite risk of failure. These traits work together to spark creativity that leads to innovation. They're already built into each of us. We just need to develop them. When facing business challenges, approach them with humor to relieve tension, empathy to understand all perspectives, and courage to pursue solutions others might dismiss. This combination unlocks creative potential that analytical approaches alone can't reach. In our rush to demonstrate expertise, we've forgotten a vital creative skill: listening. While our ancestors listened for survival, modern professionals tend to talk excessively. Yet effective listening generates tremendous creative value and forms the foundation for breakthrough thinking. Consider meetings. Executives spend 23 hours weekly in them, with meaningful outcomes in less than a third. Transform this by establishing clear purpose, ask why are we having this meeting, limiting duration. Hour-long meetings typically yield only 15 to 20 minutes of productivity, and creating specific, measurable action items. Micro-listening means selective, focused attention to carefully chosen, trusted sources. One Fortune 500 CMO relied on just 5 select colleagues for feedback, resulting in award-winning campaigns and market share growth. Speaking less increases your influence. Studies show executives who speak 20% less in meetings are perceived as 40% more influential. By creating space for others, you improve your chances of hearing valuable insights. Master listeners gather 3 times more actionable information than talkative counterparts, proving silence truly is golden for creative solutions. In 1928, Dr. Alexander Fleming discovered penicillin after finding mold in neglected petri dishes, a mistake that saved millions of lives. This exemplifies mistake utility, recognizing how errors become valuable. While analytical thinking views mistakes as failures, the creative mindset sees opportunities. Post-its emerged from a failed super strong glue. The microwave oven was invented when Percy Spencer noticed a melting chocolate bar near magnetrons. WD-40 was named for the 40th attempt at creating a water displacement formula. To maximize mistake utility, examine errors for valuable patterns. Appreciate imperfection, like Japanese kintsugi art highlighting pottery cracks with gold. And release rigid preconceptions that prevent unexpected solutions. Pixar embodies this philosophy by showing early, imperfect film versions to test audiences. Thomas Edison's remark about finding 10,000 ways that won't work demonstrates how embracing mistakes leads to breakthroughs. What failures in your business might contain the seeds of your next innovation? We've become addicted to comfort, yet the creator mindset thrives on challenge. Technology companies exploit our vulnerabilities, triggering dopamine with notifications while disconnecting us from authentic human connection. To combat technology's grip, schedule weekly tech docs days, prioritize face-to-face interactions, recognize that multitasking takes 4 to 8 times longer than focusing, concentrate on one task, push beyond your comfort zone daily, and remember that creativity endures while technology is fleeting. Self-doubt flourishes in our technology-saturated world. Modern conveniences have freed us from survival concerns, giving us time for self-reflection that often becomes doubt. Our education system compounds this by teaching fear of mistakes rather than creative exploration. Overcome this paralysis with the faucet tap visualization, letting ideas flow without judgment, the light of positivity, reframing doubt constructively, and the shotgun method, writing down doubts until they transform into ideas. These practices reconnect us with genuine creative thinking. Remember, creativity isn't about having all answers or perfect solutions. It's about asking better questions and finding possibilities where others see only problems. In our AI-dominated world, your uniquely human creative capacity is your greatest competitive advantage.